Right, Paul, you're the first person who's probably going to say to me, job is not done yet, are you?
Well, it's not. You know yourself, Fleetwood are a very strong side. We rode our luck for long spells tonight. It wasn't our best performance by a long, long chalk, but we've won. That's the pleasing thing. We're 3-1 up at half-time. Massive game to come at the Pro X Stadium. But we've got other games coming up now that are big. And again, great credit goes to our travelling support tonight. You know, fantastic for them to turn up here on a really wintry Tuesday night. And the lads had to dig in tonight. You know, Fleetwood deserve a pat on the back, because one thing for sure, they won't come and lie down for us in the next leg. That leg's very much alive. The next goal in the tie is huge, isn't it? You know, but we're going to enjoy our win tonight like we do, and then we look forward to Scunthorpe on Saturday.
Were you fearing the worst because Fleetwood came out at the start of the game?
We never started. We spoke about the threats they'd offer. You know, they didn't disappoint in that. You know, and obviously our game plan was to get it down and play, and you only have to be out here to realise how difficult that was. And we're not an ugly team at the minute. We haven't learned that side of the game, but, you know, I've got to take my hat off to the players, you know. They keep responding greatly to bits of criticism that they've had, and I'm sure the supporters and the supporters back in Chesterfield are very proud of them tonight.
And kicking against the wind, it must have been really difficult in that first half.
We said if we went in at 0-0 at half-time, we'd be happy. We actually went in 2-1. You know, if we're a bit more intelligent in our play, we could have made it 2-0 possibly. But, you know, we make such honest mistakes. We're hurrying the play. We're taking quick free kicks, and you know, it's great credit to the lads that they want to play football in the right manner.
And that free kick that came in, you know, we're expecting Ian Evatt to try and get on the end of that. It's a long time since his goal.
We're just delighted to win the game. It's half time, as you say. We're halfway there. We're going well in the league. You know, our supporters going very, very happy tonight. I'm sure we'll get a massive crowd for the next leg, and you know, hopefully they can cheer us on to Wembley. But football's got a funny habit of kicking you in the teeth. You know, there's 90 minutes to go of a big cup tie, and we've got to respect Fleetwood, and we certainly will.
And what about that disallowed goal for Fleetwood in the first half?
John Parkham was offside, and he backheeled it in. You know, it's quite clear the linesman didn't know John had backheeled it. Right. So when they made him aware that he had backheeled it in, then he obviously gave it. It was an offside goal. Unfortunately, the supporters don't see that.
The reminder is obviously the Mark Richards goal from a few weeks ago.
Same sort. But listen, that's football. The referees gave decisions, and you know, certainly tonight I thought Jimmy Ryan was excellent, and this goal he scored then was excellent. We had some good performance on it tonight, and I'm very proud of the players tonight.
Yeah, it was a great finish of the third goal for Jimmy Ryan as well. He's got that in his locker, hasn't he?
I think, but a criticism we've had in the past from obviously quite a few sections was that we don't score enough goals, and I've never bought into that one. Tonight we come to a very strong team. We don't concede many. You know, we scored 3 goals. So I think that answers a few critics, if there is any out there. I think the important thing now is that we get behind the players and we support them like we should.
And credit to both players as well, both sets of players.
Yeah, we kept going. You've seen later on in the game, they really were a handful for us. So, you know, we're delighted to win. You know, Graham's got a very strong side here, and they're going to be a threat to everyone in both the league and still in this competition, that's for sure.
With Saturday in mind, of course, you made a couple of substitutions towards the end. Were those ones with Saturday in mind?
Just to see the game out. Sam Edge, an experienced central midfielder, centre-half. You know, he knows the game really well. And we just didn't have to do anything great late on. We just wanted to win 3-1 and protect our lead to go back, because obviously it's a good lead. You know, it's certainly not an unassailable lead, you know, but it's a good lead. You know, we've got a good home record lately, and I know we'll be backed on by a ferocious support that want to go to Wembley, and so do we.
And obviously, going forward, it's a humdinger of a game tonight. It's a humdinger game on Saturday. A couple of thousand Chesterfield fans going to Scunthorpe.
Delighted with the support. I can't thank our supporters enough. You know, we've had, since I come in, we've had a couple of bumps and bruises and a couple of big defeats, but we've also had some big wins. And I think tonight, them buses going back to Chesterfield will be very happy buses. You know, enjoy a safe trip home.
And what about, obviously, the momentum, obviously, going into this week? Training's going to be cock-a-hoop again.
Just is. The lads are in a good place at the minute. They work very hard. They're very happy with how we play and what we're trying to do, and we all buy into the same thing. You know, tonight we rode our luck at times and we got a bit lucky, you know, but long may it continue.
Very happy Paul Cook.
Very happy Paul Cook. Thanks very much to see you.